silver or gold.
Tell them, I will not trade Jesus for silver nor gold. Hallelujah. I won't trade you for silver nor gold. I will do anything you ask me to do. I will go where you go. Go where you go. I will do what you say. Do what you say. I won't trade you for silver nor gold. I will do anything you ask me to do. I will go where you go. Go where you go. I will do what you say. Do what you say.
I won't trade
you
for silver nor gold. I will do anything you ask me to do. I will go where you go. Go where you go. I will do what you say. Do what you say. I will trade you for silver or gold. I will do anything you ask me to do. I will go where you go. Go where you go. I will do what you say. Do what you say.
I will trade.
I will trade you. I will do anything you ask me to do.
I will go where you go.
Go where you go.
I will do what you say.
Do what you say.
Cause my life is yours.
My life is yours.
My all is yours, Jesus.
My all is yours.
Cause my life is yours.
My life is yours.
Cause my all is yours, Jesus.
My life is yours.
Cause my life is yours. Cause my all is yours,
yeah.
Cause my life is yours,
yeah.
My all is yours,
yeah.
How we go, where you go. What you say?
Oh, what you say?
I have pledged allegiance.
Oh, yes.
Hey, to your holy name.
Oh, yes.
I have pledged allegiance.
Oh, yes.
To your
holy.
I have pledged allegiance.
I have pledged allegiance.
Oh, yes.
I have pledged allegiance.
allegiance.
I have paid allegiance.
I have paid allegiance.
Come on, sing along, sing along. Sing along.
Have
you paid allegiance?
I have paid allegiance.
Have you paid allegiance?
I have paid allegiance.
Have you paid allegiance?
I have paid allegiance.
Cause my life.
Cause my life is yours.
Can somebody clap for this choir? Can somebody? Hallelujah. Our people say it is from the beginning we know how the end will be. From this beginning, the end of these 21 days is glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am glad tonight. You know, devil said to some people, if it is going to be day, people will not come. As I'm talking to you now, the chair is almost not enough for us. And some people are still coming on the road. Somebody shout one big hallelujah. The church of God is marching on.
Amen.
The church of God cannot be stopped.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before our daddy will come forward, I am glad. I am glad. I must tell you. I must tell you. I must tell you. I'm glad with what I'm seeing today. The Lord is all right. Lest I forget this. Lest I forget this. The Holy Spirit is reminding me, and I'm glad about that. I said something during the last week, during the prayer meeting? That this year, 2025 prayer meeting, is a special Shiloh. I expect somebody to shout hallelujah. Let me tell you this. There is nothing you bring to this program that the Lord will not do.
Amen.
I know your faith will not carry it. There is no request you are bringing here that will be left undone.
Amen.
The only thing I will... Thank you, Father. I heard him now. He asked me to tell you there are three people here that he has already answered the prayer.
Hallelujah.
Our daddy has not even come to the podium. Let me tell you, Anna went before he was praying. Eli was not there. Eli has not arrived. The Lord answered her prayer. The only thing Eli came to do is to put a sanction. So our daddy is just coming tonight during the message and the prayer. A sanction is coming upon the answer. So he told me three people already have received the request, the answer to that request. So automatically, what this year 2025 Shiloh will do, it will produce results. So, for as many that you know that are not here, maybe they are far, you can send the form of the prayer request. But what I said during the week is that make sure you get a paper, write your request, be bringing it every day of this program. There is a special time dedicated for that. And I'm glad tonight there is no hour. Let me tell you one of the joy I have. We are having representative of all just here. My mommy from Equa, all the way from Equa staff. Even though I did not spend special invitation to her, probably maybe she saw the billboard and she decided to come.
please, with Jesus joy, help me to welcome Mommy Akande to our midst. Mommy, shout hallelujah now. Shout hallelujah. Let people hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Have you not seen what you are seeing? Hallelujah. When you hear my mommy, that's my mommy, all the way from Equa staff. And I trust her. In those days, she used to attend to the whole 21 days of night vigil. And we have our mommies here. We have Lady Evangelist Ibidu Kekere. When I put Kekere, you should understand what I mean. Please stand up and shout one big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. One of my friends, when he wanted to interpret First John, he said, Johanu Olomo Wewe. So we have our big Lady Evangelist Ibidu. Lady Evangelist Ibidu La. Mommy, stamp out and shout one big hallelujah. Amen. And we have our mommy also, Lady Evangelist Aderele. Please, mommy, stand up and shout one big hallelujah. And we have our daddy here, Evangelist Ayeni. Please stand up and shout one hallelujah. All the time. The Lord is good. And we have our mommy here also. The mommy of the district, Lady Evangelist Padonu. Please stand up and shout hallelujah, mommy.
We are blessed in Jesus' name.
And we have our brethren from other assemblies. From other assemblies, they are joining us. More are still coming. Please, you know you are our brethren from other churches, other assemblies, you are coming. Please, wherever you are, rise up and shout one big hallelujah. We appreciate you. Thank you. Mama Adeniyi, you are welcome. Our mommy from Ring Road, you are welcome. Mommy, you are welcome. Daddies, you are welcome. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the year I came to Jos, about 20, almost 30 years now, I started attending CAC English Assembly. I've been seeing this mama. Mama Adeli. You know one thing that surprised me? Mama has been like this almost for the 30 years. I wonder, I say, Mama, no, they old. Mama, I lie. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you eat, does not change. The Lord is your strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout glorious hallelujah. This year is going to be different. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Holy Spirit has never lied to me before. He has never deceived me. If there is anything you know that is bothering you, bring it to this altar. None of your problem will escape these 21 days. You know anybody in problem, bring them. Our daddy is going to declare the program open tonight. And tomorrow again, another great man of God is coming. Please just cooperate with God. After that, another great man of God is coming. Just wait and see what God wants to do. With Jesus' joy, join me to welcome our daddy. Let me introduce my father also. Even is our daddy here. I will not do without introducing him. He's my papa. Papa Toto Feyiti. The man have enjoyed the grace of God over his mentorship. He's our daddy, Pastor P.O. Professor, Pastor. Again, Baba. Be alone for me. Daddy, shout one big hallelujah, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And the mommy is here also. Mommy, Lord, please shout hallelujah wherever you are. Hallelujah. So with Jesus' joy, join me. Let's be on our feet as we welcome our daddy, the DS. Pastor PB Padonu, clap for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord. Every one of us, we are joyful to see this. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we thank you. We bless your name, for Lord, you are God. Father, you are the God of yesterday, today, and forever. From everlasting to everlasting, you still remain God. You are seated on the throne. And Father, your footstool is on the earth because you are great. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful program that you have kept alive for years. We thank you, Lord God. Father, we have come for the episode of 2025. And we know, Lord God, you that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we desire. We know you are with us, and you will take control, and you will have your way. Your will be performed. Your will will supersede our own will, so that we can get great and mighty answers. Thank you, precious Father. Almighty God, take absolute control of this 1 hour. At the end of it, let's have cause to glorify your name. Thank you, precious God, for we pray in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. We thank the Almighty God for making it possible for us to be part of these 21 days of God's glory in this assembly, in this district, in just DCC, and in Orekoya region, as well as CAC, Nigeria, and overseas. And I want to thank our fathers that God has been using on this, especially in this assembly. I'm stretching it forth to Race Course District. Thank you very much for holding forth. Our daddy, Pastor P.O., Professor Olorunfemi. Thank you very much, sir. We are grateful. And the Lord will continue to bless you, bless your family, in Jesus' name. Also, our daddy, Evangelist Dari Olaya. Thank you very much. It's a challenge that the DCC gave to him. And well, we thank God that, Lord, you have faced the challenge. You have been on the eagle's wings. And we continue to soar greater and greater heights in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Also, our mommy here, the lady evangelist, that has been supporting the work here. Well done. God bless you. Amen. The choir, well done. With your glorious voices. The Lord bless you too in Jesus' name. The good women and the elders and the men and women of the church. Well done. Thank you for holding forth. The Lord be with you also in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I hope you are ready to receive your blessings, because we need to know to go on the theme of this year's 21 days powerful time of prayer, salvation, healing, and other things that we are going to gain. The theme for this year is soaring on eagle's wings. Soaring on eagle's wings. Why eagle was chosen is a revelation by anointing. And when God sends you a message, you just have to carry it out. You just have to put it as it is. As John was told in the book of Revelation, and all others too, Isaiah, all those major and minor prophets, God spoke through them to reach men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The theme for this year's 21 days program is soaring on eagle's wings. I want to declare it open before we go to the message. I want us all to stand up. thank God for your presence here for this program. And by the grace of God and the authority given to me by the Judge DCC Superintendent and as the DS of Race Course District, I declare this 21 days program for this year 2025 with the theme Soaring on Eagle's Wings, open for effective salvation, healing, amen, deliverance, amen, miracles, amen, and aggressive prayers, amen, with wonderful testimonies, amen, in the name of God the Father, amen, the Son, amen, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's clap for Jesus. Amen. Let's sit down. Now my time, I don't know, 94 minutes. Is it 94 minutes or how many minutes? Praise the Lord. So quickly, we see eagle. And I don't know how many of us have seen eagles. But we see vultures. Eagles are very difficult to see. Eagles as birds, very difficult. You have to be very observant to know that this is eagle going. Because even at the greatest heights of 10,000 feet, eagles can fly at the height of 10,000 feet. 10,000. Okay? Not as high as aeroplane, but as a bird. And that is the only bird that can fly at that level. So we take these words. There are topical words in this thing. Soaring. And when you say soaring, that's a continuous process. But we take it from soar. Soar. That is to fly high. To mount, to or be at a great height above the earth. Hover or sail in the air without flapping of wings. When you see birds flying, they flap their wings. Okay? They flap their wings. But eagles will not flap wings, but they will fly to the highest level. And what is an eagle? Eagle is a large bird of prey. A large bird of prey with keen vision. That's another, not characteristics, but another feature that eagles are blessed with. Keen vision. From that height of 10,000 feet, they can see a prey and pick it from the ground. And powerful flights. Their wings are very powerful. They are very powerful. So that's why they can, you know, soar so high. Wings. When we talk of wings, these are their wings. These wings, that is the limbs or organ by which the flight of a bird is effected. Praise the Lord. I want us to look at the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Yes, quickly, the book of Isaiah chapter 40, because we are going to base this message and also our prayers. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to 31. Isaiah 40 from verse 28 to 31. And when God was ministering through Isaiah, it got to a point that he said, Hast thou not heard? I want us to take it from that verse 28 so that the main key verse there is that verse 31. And says, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. nor certain of his understanding. 29. He giveth power to defend. And to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. 30. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. When in that verse 29 and 30 was talking about man that doesn't know wait on God. So he said, if you wait on God for anything that you want for your life, know all the promises in verse 31 will be your own. Amen. Praise the Lord. What this biblical verse is telling us, promises those who wait on the Lord that they will have their strength, what? Renewed, and mount up with wings as eagles. Mount up with wings as eagle. And what does it mean to soar on eagle's wings? God uses the symbol of an eagle to encourage us to soar higher in our life of faith. God can raise us up to heights beyond our wildest dreams. God is able to take us to greater heights. What are those things that you need? What are those things you are aspiring for? You will be surprised, but you need to wait on the Lord. And to wait on the Lord is just to allow God's will, to be performed. To allow God's will to be performed in our lives. If we allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, not just temporarily, on a daily basis. The life of a Christian it shouldn't be a static or things that are temporal. It should be dynamic, and it should be on a progressive system. Praise the Lord. And what does the Bible mean by soaring eagles? We have seen in that verse 31 of Isaiah 40. God's desire for us is not to flap, nor even to fly, but to soar wings like eagles. In other words, to reach high places beyond our own imagination. For Christians, we stand on the authority of the Word of God. We stand on the power of the Word of God, the power that is in the Word of God. That is what you can use if you want to soar, if you want to go higher, if you want to be to be delivered, if you want to be healed, if you want to be successful. You need to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit, led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. Now, there are 7 characteristics of an eagle that eagles possess. 7 characteristics. And these characteristics of an eagle have been closely associated with leadership. The characteristics of an eagle or eagles, these are associated with eagles and have been widely researched, and the facts accepted globally. So it's a global what has been researched upon. It's a global knowledge. Presenting it shouldn't be a problem. Praise the Lord. Seven highly effective habits of eagles. Eagles for centuries are seemingly larger than life belts have fascinated and inspired humanity with brilliant leadership characteristics. Indeed, eagles are among the world's largest birds of prey. We venerate them as living symbols of power, freedom, and transcendence. In some religions, high-soaring eagles are believed to touch the face of God. See, because it's the highest they can go. And even when they are over that 10,000 feet, we cannot see them. We cannot see them with our eyes, with our natural eyes. Eagles are symbol of beauty, bravery, courage, honor, pride, determination, and grace. And what makes the bird so important and so symbolic to humanity is its characteristics. Okay? Number one, eagles flock together. Eagles flock together. As the saying goes, birds of like feathers flock together. Eagles do not mix with other birds, but only enjoy flying at their high altitude. Okay? They enjoy flying at their own high altitude. And what do we see of this? It makes the eagle to be unique birds. They are unique in their own form, in their own state. An eagle will never surrender to size or strength of its prey. For instance, if a goat is on a cliff, that's a high place, eagle can use its strength to push that goat down. And you know, by the time that goat is rolling down to the ground, it's already weak, and the eagle can peck on that animal, that goat, and it will overpower it because of the power that is in it. What lesson do we learn from this? Eagles will never surrender to size or strength of its prey. Preying on goats much larger than itself by throwing them down the cliff. Now, the church, Christ Apostolic Church, for the year 2025, has the theme preparing God's people for leadership. Have we forgotten? Preparing God's people for leadership. The church has been preparing us. Whatever stage you have got to as a leader, there is still more. And that is why in our Sunday school pamphlet, okay, various aspects of making use of leadership, of training us, encouraging us, and leading us to be successful leaders. Okay? This is one of the characteristics. And it says that successful leaders are fearless. That's one of the characteristics of an eagle. Eagles are fearless. In fact, if human beings are not careful, they can carry a human being.
A snake, any snake, no matter how long, no matter how big, they can see it from their 10,000 feet and get down on that snake because they put their nest, okay? Their nest where they lay their eggs, they keep their young, the eaglets, okay, is on top of cliff. So that to get to that place, even lion cannot get there because lion cannot climb a cliff, a very high mountain. But ghosts can try. No? Then snake, easily, they can crawl up. And snakes, one of the enemies of eagle. Snakes are one of the enemies of eagles. Okay? So, eagle at that height, at the highest height, can see the enemy and can peck and kill it. So, eagles are fearless. They face problems head on. As leaders, we should be fearless. And we should face any problem that comes. Face it. And you know, because you have somebody behind you, you have your Creator behind you, you have the leading of God, of Jesus, of Holy Spirit. So whatever problems that come, you are able to face it. You don't run away. The Bible says we have been given the spirit of boldness. Not fear, not doubt. So eagles, they face problems. They are fearless. So leaders, we should be fearless too and face every problem that comes head on. Knowing that it's not by your strength. Goliath saw the problem against the Israelites from the Philistines and he went to face it. He was fearless. If he was afraid, how will he conquer Goliath? He wouldn't have been able to. Praise the Lord. Number two, eagles see a long distance prey or enemy. I've already explained that. And what lesson can we learn from that? I want to use Abraham Lincoln, who was the 16th president of the United States of America. This president was considered to be one of the greatest, loved presidents. And what happened? He guided his country through the most devastating experience in its national history, which was the Civil War. And when we say civil war, that is the war within your own country. At least we also, in 1979, we had our own civil war, the Biafra-Nigeria War. So they had their own war too. And he had a vision to save the Union and free the slaves. The greatest U.S. president. Everyone must have a vision. Okay? Everyone must have a vision. A leader must have a vision. No? A vision that guides and leads his team towards the organization or societal goals. We should have a vision. What vision do you have? What vision? Even yourself, what vision do you have? Before we talk of the vision you have for the growth of the church, for the growth of your own life as a Christian, we must have a vision to produce great results. Number three, eagles do not eat dead things. Eagles, they don't eat dead things. Only vultures will do. Vultures will see even rotten carcass anywhere. Vultures will come. He said, where you see dead things, what is there? You see vultures. If you want to have an example, just go to the abattoir. At the abattoir, you will see vultures. Vultures are there, picking on meat, maybe, that were thrown away. Praise the Lord.
So eagles, they never consume dead things, but vultures do. Eagles can fly up to an altitude of 10,000 feet, but they are able to swiftly land on the ground. Eagles fly high and make less noise, unlike pigeons. They glide with current of the storm. Great leaders are problem solvers. Great leaders solve problems. Great leaders make a way of solving problems. They will look for, they will never be tired until that problem is solved. They don't complain like pigeons do. They love to make to take challenges as the eagle does when the storm comes. Okay? When any problem that comes, okay, eagles, they are ready to face it. And leaders too, be ready to face any problem that comes. Praise the Lord. Eagles love the storm. That's the fourth characteristic of the eagle. They love the storm. Eagles are the only birds that love the storm. When storm comes, what do? Storm has strong winds. Storm has strong winds. Even on the sea, even on the water, if some ship, if they are not steered properly, the storm can overpower that ship. So storm. Eagles are the only birds that love the storm. Other birds cannot withstand storm. When all other birds try to flee from the storm, eagles use the pressure of the storm to glide higher without having to use their energy and locking their wings. Okay? In fact, they are happy with the storm. With the storm, no, they can go up higher and higher. Challenges in the life of leaders are many. These are the storms we must face as leaders to rise to greater heights. Like an eagle, a leader can only rise to greater heights if he or she takes up the challenges head on without running away from it. That's a leadership characteristic. Okay? It's a leadership characteristic to face headlong any problem that comes, any storm of life. In this Christian race, a lot we will come across, but the God Almighty will give us the grace to be able to weather it. Number 5, eagles test before trusting. Eagles, they test before trusting. One of the two things that they do is that for their male, a female eagle will fly so high and will take a twig, that is maybe a small branch of a tree with leaf. And as it goes so high, another male eagle will fly there. Okay? They are on so great height. And as that stick, that stump was going down, the female one, we want to see it, how fast and how good that male one can get it before it touches the ground. So they will do that for some time. And that is how it can test that male. That is how it can trust that male is powerful enough to be a partner to it. Okay?
So they will become mates for as long as possible, and only that one. Another one is they train their eaglets. Eaglets are the young eagle. They train their eaglets. They put them on their wings, and they go as high as possible, and they throw them down. No, just push them, do like this, and they will fall down. And they will begin to see them to be going down, to be going down. He expects them that they shouldn't be going down. They should try to fly. They should try to fly. Any one of them that cannot fly, because he's not going to do it only once. He's going to do it several times, maybe several days. And they begin to learn. So that's where eagles, they love storm. No, sorry, they test and before trusting. Trusting that that little one can also fly high. So, it's a leadership training. True leaders are not bosses. They are not bosses. They are not masters with canes. A true leader is not a boss, but they grow together. They lead by example and by trainings. Number six, eagles retire until new feathers. And in this place, an eagle will live for 30 years. After 30 years, the eagle becomes weak. It cannot fly so high again. And what an eagle will do is to stay, as I said, you know, they make their nest on cliffs. The eagle will stay there for as long as possible. Number one, doing two things. Number one, eagles will begin to remove the feathers. That eagle will begin to remove the feathers. You remove the feathers. After removing the feathers, it will now stay there, waiting for the new feathers to grow. The new feathers to grow. So it will stay there because it wants to live for another 30 years. Wants to live for another 30 years. So it will stay there and new feathers will begin to grow. New feathers will begin to grow. If you look at the hair in your head, the hair in your head grows, I think, every day. Abi, within a month, you go to the barber shop, at least for the men. For the our women, the ladies, you know that your hair also grow. Abi, will continue to grow as long as you need it. Okay? So it's the same thing. Their wings will begin to grow. Wings on their body will begin to grow. So with this, they can have new feathers. And you know it takes a long time. It takes a long time. And what do we learn from them? Great leaders are the ones that always do checks and balances. Great leaders will do checks and balances. How far have you gone? Okay? Your life, your profession needs evaluation. Evaluation. You need to evaluate so that you do checks and balances. Leaders, you need to do checks and balances so that you know how far you've gone. What is still remaining? We are in the last month of the year now. In the last month of the year, we need to do checks and balances of our personal, professional lives. And make efforts to learn new things every day. Lastly, eagles train their children to maturity. As I've said before, see, they train their children to maturity. So that with them, the eagles
They are great and wonderful parents. They are great and wonderful parents to the eaglets. So they train them, their children to maturity. They build a nest on high places where enemies cannot easily reach. God, by his sovereignty, power, sets the weak ones, the weak and lowly mind, in high places. God is able to take us to high places. Praise the Lord. So we can see the leadership things, characteristics that we see in the life of eagles and eagle, which we should emulate. As leaders, everybody is a leader. No one can say it's not a leader. In your home, you are a leader. In your profession, you are a leader. Because you have to move on and you have to grow. Leaders don't just stay on their comfort zone. Leaders move forward. And in this program, we are going to move forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Prepare to be a leader. Because as the authority, no matter how small the church is, you train others to become leaders. I'm glad when I say, our youths here taking up prayers, praying. They are being taught for their future. If the pastor is not there, of course, we should have people to lead on. When we travel, anytime we travel out of the country, the church doesn't stay idle because the pastor is not there. We don't use that in anywhere where we are. Okay? We expect them and we train them. They take charge of the services and do it perfectly. Ours is just to monitor them. We should have people. You have people. A lot of people. Don't allow the evangelists to be running helter-skelter. To do this, to do that, to do this. Praise the Lord. So we are going to rise up. Let us rise up. I want to pray. Please put on that Isaiah 40 for me again. 40 from verse 28. We are going to pray. And I want you to pray seriously. We are going to call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 3 times. He said, "Hast thou not known?" Has thou? And when he says, "Has thou?" You have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not. He said he never sleeps, he never slumbers. Okay? God is never tired. Imagine how many he has created that are in the world. People are dying. People are being given birth to. So the population still stays. And that is why they can maintain the population of the world and say there are many. So many. They are just guessing. How many billions, trillions? So you are going to pray. Have you not known? Don't you know? Have you not heard? That the everlasting God is the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. It fainted not, neither is it weary. There is no searching of his understanding. So I want you to pray to God. God, I thank you, because you are my God. Say, they will be my people and I will be their God. You belong to the everlasting God. So you are going to begin to thank him. We are going to just use 2 minutes because I have a few minutes left. We are in prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty God, we thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because you are the everlasting God. You rule. You are the creator of the universe. The heavens and the earth belong to you. Father, we thank you. We thank you because we belong to you. We belong to the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and Jacob. You are our God. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you because we belong to you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In that place, another prayer is we need understanding.
If there is no understanding, said, my people perish because of lack of what? Of knowledge. Because there is no understanding. If there is no understanding, you will gain knowledge. You will gain from knowledge. From knowledge, you begin to understand that this and this and this and this are possible. Our manual is there. The Word of God is there. The Bible is there. Do you understand the Word of God? The God, no, the searching of the understanding of God is through His Word. I want you to talk to God. God, give me the grace. Give me that grace to be able to, Lord God, to understand You. To understand everything that concerns You. We're in prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, Father, give us the understanding that we need. Give us the understanding that we need. In the name of Jesus, to understand You, to know You better, to know You more and more. The grace to grow in the understanding of You every day, given to us in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Verse 29 and 30. Verses 29 and 30. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mind, He increased their strength. You need the power of God. You cannot go this year, all that you have been able to do from January up to this time. It's not by your own strength. It's not by your own power. It is that grace from God. I want you to talk to God. God, give me that grace. The grace, empower me. I will not faint. Give me power. I will not faint. Increase my strength. They that wait on the Lord said He renews their strength. We're in prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, renew my strength. Renew our strength. Renew our strength. Renew our strength. Renew my strength. Renew my strength. Where you are weak, ask for strength from our God. Ask for strength from above. Oh, ask for strength from on high. Where you are weak, ask for strength. Ask for power. Power to move on. Power to overcome. Power to live a peaceful life. Power to live a wonderful life. Power to enjoy the grace of God. Power to have to receive blessings. Tell God to give unto you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And verse 31. He said, but they that wait on the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. I want you to tell God, God, as the year is coming to an end, I will not fall. My family will not fall. The church will not fall. We are in prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, Father, Lord God, help us, Lord God. Help us. We will not fall. We will not faint. We will not be weary. We will not be tired. We will move on with the strength from on high, with the strength from above. In the name of Jesus, we will not be weary. We will not be weak. We will not be tired. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, thank You. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray for our youths again. They are the future of the church. It is a great thing when a father, a mother sees the children growing, especially in the spiritual legacies they have laid down. I want you to pray for your children. Let's pray for the youths. Let's pray for the youths. Youths, kneel down. Let the church pray for you. You will not faint. You will not be weary. You will not be weak. You will continue to forge ahead, physically, spiritually. Know that you will forge ahead. The Lord will stand by you. The Lord will uphold you to greater heights. You will soar high on the wings of eagles. You will soar high like eagles. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Father, Lord God, we commit your children unto you. The youths in this assembly. The youths in the district. The youths in this DCC. And the youths, Lord God, in the region. The youths, our youths, Lord God. Lord, they will not faint. They will not fall. They will not be weak. They will not be tired. They will not be tired. They will not say this CAC religion is old school. But there they will transform it to greater heights in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for you. We pray for you, all our youths. We prophesy unto you that you will not be weak. You will not be tired. You'll not be wasted. The devil will not get to you. In the name of Jesus, you are under the cover of the Almighty God. You are under his wings. His shadow over you shall continually be upon his banner over you shall continually be upon you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will uphold you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So stand up, the church. Oh yeah, 31. Verse 31. Yes, verse 31. 31. We are going to read it together. Please, let's read it. You read it. As you are reading it, you are confessing it. Because the Bible says whatever you say, you possess it. Your confession is your possession. I want you to possess it. Possess it because this verse has a great meaning. The eagle is taken to be one of the strongest, the powerful bird. So you claim this. Oh yeah, I want to go. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I want you to claim the authority in this world. In this word of God. Claim it for yourself. Claim it for your family. Claim it for your children. Claim it for your family. In the name of Jesus. Prophesy to your lives. Claim the authority of the word of God. Claim the power that is in the word of God. According to your word. According to your word. You said I will not be weary. You said I will walk, I will not faint. As the year is going to an end, I will walk and not faint. In the name of Jesus. I will walk, I will not faint. I will run, I will not be tired. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Shall we clap for the Lord Jesus Christ? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. The Lord placed this in my heart to be calling this prayer point every day of this program. Our daddy said something. It's one of the things we are going to pray. Our daddy said that when eagles weak, he go to the top of the tree, he pull out the feather. That's the feather that did not allow you to fly. Pray this prayer. Say, oh Lord my God, whatever that is in me that is not allowing me to fly, what are you waiting for? I pull you off. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Anything in my life, anything in my house, anything in my family, whatever around my destiny that does not allow me to fly, I pull you off. I pull you off. I pull you off. I pull you off. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pull you off. I pull you off. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. One of our daddy called me from Adamawa. He said, sir, since I came into this company, nothing is working. I said, what do you mean? He said, nothing is working. Everything is upside down. And as I was praying, the Lord told me, there is something inside ceiling with black and red wool. They should go and open it. The following day, a carry carpenter, they enter into the place and they met it there like this. And they remove it. That very particular day, as they remove it, it did not reach up to 1 hour. People started coming. What are you selling here? We want to buy. We want to patronize. Say, oh Lord my God! Anything around my destiny that does not allow fulfillment, I pull it off. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Whatever around my destiny that is standing against fulfillment, I pull you off. I pull you off. I pull you off. I pull you off. Whatever the enemy has built around me that is working against my movement, I pull you off. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pull you off tonight. I pull you off tonight. I pull you up to now. Lema yakapa lamarabos kandaba. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
God, because of time, God does not allow me to pray the other one. We've moved it tomorrow. Every day we will be dealing like this. Do you know there are people around you that if they are not separated, you cannot move? Please pray this prayer.
Everyone around my life that does not allow me to move, I separate you from me by fire. I am separated by fire. Any unfriendly friends, every unfriendly friends, every family member that is not allowing me to move, I am separated by fire. I separate myself.